Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
So, DR, you got the same thing I did, I believe, today.
Uh-huh.
Where somebody sent to you the top 10 DC athletes via FanDuel. And by the way, FanDuel, now live in the District of Columbia. We're not doing the Gambit DC bit anymore. You can now use FanDuel all over the city, which is awesome. But it got us to thinking about their rankings, their top 10 DC athletes right now, and just trying to see what we agree with or what we don't without having to necessarily put together our own top 10s. So I guess my first question to you is, are we going most important, lifetime achievement, greatest careers, or are we saying right now, this second, who are the best players in town?
That is the essential thing, right? Because if it's lifetime achievement, we all know. If it's right now, this second, it might be a little bit more challenging to do, quite frankly. It doesn't change the lifetime achievement, and you probably know exactly who we're talking about. The guy we just spent a whole bunch of time talking about that's going to hopefully chase down Wayne Gretzky and break one of the unbreakable records in sports. Because lifetime-wise, there's only one guy on this list that's getting a statue, right? And it's the great eight. It's Alexander Ovechkin. So, but right now, because of his name recognition and how big of a deal he is in his profile, he might be number one on a lot of lists in terms of Q rating, but I don't know that he's performing the best of any athlete in Washington, D.C. right now this minute. That's a tougher thing. So I don't know. That's whatever criteria you want to use, we can use.
Last couple months, he's been the best, probably.
He's been pretty good, yeah.
I mean, if you're comparing what in season, it's hockey, it's basketball, and a little bit of baseball there. But here's their top five. We can start with that and kind of work off of it. They went Ovi number one. Again, this is FanDuel's top 10 Washington, D.C. athletes right now. And I think because they used right now, that tells you this is a ranking of this moment. So we can use that. They put Terry McLaurin two and John Allen three. Then they've got Kyle Kuzma four and Trinity Rodman of the Washington Spirit, the women's soccer team, fifth. I don't know enough about the Washington Spirit, and I'm not going to sit here and pretend to be an expert. I know that that's Dennis Rodman's daughter. Pretty sure about that. That's the extent of my knowledge on that. So I can't really speak to that. Maybe she's one of the best players in the women's soccer league. I can't help you there. But in terms of that top five, Ovi, McLaurin, Allen, Kuzma, Rodman, I think C.J. Abrams, who they have six, needs to be higher up the list. Was one of the best shortstops in baseball right now, this moment. I think McLaurin and Allen being the two commanders represented is actually correct.
Feels
they're
right,
the two
yep.
best players on the team. Ovi needs to be on the list. Am I going too hard when I say Kuzma doesn't need to be in the top five? And frankly, I don't even think he's the best Wizard. I think Denny Avdija is the best player on the Wizards.
So I would include Kuzma in the top 10. He'd be my only wizard.
You think he's better than Avdija?
Yeah, different player. You know, who would I rather have as part of a winning team? It would be Avdija. But I don't think if you switch their roles, I don't think Denny Avdija could score 22 a game, is my point. Like, where all the defensive attention is focused on him.
No, but it's not like the most efficient 22 either.
No, I mean, shooting 47% from the field, it's not bad at 6'10". But, yeah, I mean, to me, I'd probably say Kuzma belongs in the top 10. Avdija outside, just, you know, maybe after his last 41 games, got himself into the conversation, certainly. Rodman is the tricky one because she plays with the U.S. national team and is really good on the U.S. national team. I don't know how you quantify that, though, with this women's soccer league that doesn't have the same amount of eyeballs and attention. If all things are equal, she's at the top of her sport. So that makes sense to me. Again, I don't know how to quantify that exactly as to what we're sort of judging it on. Like, it would be like if C.J. Abrams is good for the Nationals, but also was starring for Team USA at, like, World Baseball Classic or World Cup type events, he might get more notoriety for that. Than
right. In other words, if you're ranking players based on where they are in their leagues, you know, if Ovi, I'm just making numbers up, but let's say he's the 26th best player in hockey. Now, he's maybe a top 10 goal scorer still, but we're going to call him the 26th best player in hockey, and McLaurin's ranks X at wide receiver and Allen X at D tackle. Like, if you're just doing it that way, the highest ranked at your position, then maybe like Trinity Rodman cracks the list. But again, I think Abrams needs to slide up. That would be one of my areas. They have Jordan Poole 9th. You could move him off the list.
He's off my list.
They have Oshie 10th. I love Oshie. He's certainly a fan favorite. He's one of my favorite guys to watch. I'm not sure that he's necessarily you know, still at the top of his game. He's coming back from injuries. He's kind of always trying to get fully healthy. So I would think McLaurin, Allen, and Daron Payne are the only three Commanders you absolutely have to have on the list. Ovechkin is probably the one capital that must be on the list. I think the next most deserving capital is probably John Carlson. From a Wizards standpoint, you're going with Kuzma first. I think Avdija just had the best season of anybody on the team, but those are their two best players. And then the Nats, Abrams, Gores is knocking on the door of top 10 in D.C. maybe.
Not
who had another really good start. But I'm not going to get overly upset that no other Nationals are on the list.
Right, just kind of tells you, by the way.
Not a lot of talent.
Yeah, we're looking at the future for a lot of these teams. It tells you how stark it is in terms of talent level for some of these things. So a couple other suggestions I would have. I would throw Tom Wilson in there ahead of Jordan Poole, for example. I'd rather have him, complete player. I know the point totals aren't as gaudy, but he does everything. I'd probably add in Lane Thomas and bump somebody out, maybe T.J. Oshie at this point, not because Oshie isn't great and super valuable and an awesome dude, but you touched on it. The production night to night just isn't there the way Thomas has been. Should have been an all-star last year over the last couple of seasons. But, yeah, it's hard to quibble with this, especially when we don't really have the best definition. You know, like, if we get to do this next year, it's probably going to look like James Wood 2, you know, Dylan Cruz, hopefully 7. I mean, that kind of stuff, you know. But we're all sort of looking.
Yeah, can I put James Wood on this list while he still plays for the Rochester Red Wings?
Like, not yet, I don't think, right? I mean, we all know or hope what's going to happen, but I don't know if you could do it right now, could you?
No, because he's not a D.C. athlete, I guess, technically yet. He's a Rochester athlete, which is very, very different.
He's a
playing
Rochester.
For the Red Wings. He's a Rochester. Is it Rochester or Rochester? People will notice, and now that I'm calling attention to it, it's going to rick everybody. Whenever I talk about the Red Wings, I go Rochester, and there's just no chance that's correct.
But it's what rolls off
the tongue for me.
So I'm trying to think back. I met somebody, and it was very strange how she introduced herself years ago.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe.
Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
But she said her name. She's like, I'm Becky from Rochester.
I'm sure, by the way.
And I'm like, why are you... I'm Danny from D.C. Like, that's so strange to me that you're introducing yourself like that.
I mean, I'm sure Becky introduced herself as, I'm Becky from Rochester.
I think she thought it was funny because there were adult beverages involved and everybody might have been a little bit overserved. And I think everyone was talking about where they were from. And I think she kind of swooped in. Thought
she sure is a hoot by going with her name and location.
But I'm trying to remember how she said she's from there. And I'm trying to remember how she said it. I think it was more like the raw Chester, not Rochester.
Wait, you're doing something different now. What are you saying?
I'm saying she was a little bit of an accent. She's like, Becky from Rochester. Like, Rochester. Like, kind of like that. Like, a little bit of, like, an accent with it. But I don't think anybody's doing Rochester like you do.
Yeah, Rochester?
Yeah, I don't think that's
it. I kind of speed up the Rochester.
You're trying to get through it.
Yeah.
You
Rochester
know
Red Wings.
It's up, far away, New York, out of sight.
Yeah. I'm not Here's when I concern myself with Rochester. When James Wood's at the plate. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Or like, when are they getting called up from Rochester? That's when I say it.
Yeah, that's about the extent of it for me. But yes, he will be in the top 10. And I don't know if this is a good thing or a bad thing. But at 38 years old, the fact that Alex Ovechkin is not definitively needing to be moved down the list. Like, you and I are quantifying that this FanDuel top 10 Washington, D.C. athletes right now list, even if we're doing it based on who the best player is this moment, you can absolutely still have Ovi number one, and I don't think people could argue it. Now, you know, they might be able to advocate for something else, but like, no one's going to make fun of that or go, oh, that's a bad list. He's 38. He's almost 20 years in. We left him for dead a couple of months ago, and he might still, on a top 10 list in D.C., be looking down at some of the heroes for sports in this town where posters are on walls of McLaurin and Allen and Abrams and so many others.
It's pretty wild. It's pretty wild. And on two fronts. One, as you said, Ovi just taking a forehand chop to Father Time, said, not today. Watch this with this second half renaissance to get himself back into this kind of conversation. And two, just again, you look around, the Nats, if we did this in 2021, you still have Scherzer, you still have Soto, you still have Trey Turner, you still have a bunch of these guys at some point. That list would look very, very different. It's now, again, about the future. The big league club doesn't have much. It's Abrams. I'd argue Lane Thomas belongs on there, but these other guys were sort of hoping it kind of works, right? You look at the Wizards. You did this a couple years ago. You'd probably still have Bradley Beal. You'd have, you know, Wall not that long ago. Or, you know, some other guys that were towards the peak, or at least stars in their own, whether it was deserved or not. Just a different landscape, man.
Last attempt to bring you over to my side with Avdija. Win shares this season. Kyle Kuzma, 0.2 win value. Denny Avdija, 3.2. 3.2 wins for Denny Avdija, which, by the way, is way more than I would have thought.
That's a big number, actually.
I mean, the guy had a hell of a year. Like, nobody's done what he did this year statistically since Chris Webber. I did not think Denny would be this good this quickly. And it's not like it's happened overnight. I mean, he's in year four, just finished his fourth season. But after 2 years, I kind of thought I had a beat on where we were headed here. And he got hurt that year, didn't play a lot. But, man, has he been a lot better than the last couple seasons.
Well, 100%. You also, by the way, behind the scenes a couple times, I think, like got not annoyed, but you make fun of me for asking this question to various people that covered basketball in the Wizards, where I'm like, what is Denny Avdija? What is his game? Like, what
annoyed
is he
gonna
be?
Strong. But you literally asked the same question 50 times.
Yeah, because you weren't annoyed. You were like, it's easy to make fun. And this was my point. So on a good team – or a team that was trying to be good. They were like, we don't trust you to have the ball a bunch. We don't trust you to do anything other than you could try to stand and shoot and maybe play some defense. Making him a 3-and-D guy, wrong. That's not what he is. He's this. Now, I don't know if he could do this, have all the responsibility, on an actual good team. You know, one that would win more than, say, 15 games in a season.
Yeah, you get to do a lot more when right. like nobody works at the place.
Yeah, when no one's when no one's looking, take your reps, bro. And he blossomed. I'm giving him credit. I'm not ripping him, but this is his game. This is what they thought they were getting 4 years ago. And give credit to this regime, they gave him a contract extension. Maybe seeing, hey, we've seen some growth here. He got stronger, but not just being I'll play some defense and try to, you know, scrap and get my baskets on occasion, but mostly try to stand and shoot. That's not who he is. That's not his game. He's kind of a point forward kind of a player, right, who can create a little bit, who could do some things. He's better with the ball in his hands than without, and he got to do that on a crappy team. I don't know what it looks like on a good team, though, and I'm fascinated to find out one day. Hopefully, please knock on wood, win 50 games once before I'm dead.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.